Good morning and welcome to the midweek devotion, Coffee with Ann. A few days ago, I was looking forward to my first cup, and the coffee canister did not contain enough grounds for a strong cup for me and the relatively weak coffee George drinks. There were several choices in this situation, but embarrassingly, I chose the one that provided what I wanted. I made myself my first cup, knowing George, who is unselfish, would not be mad and would run to the store for coffee when he got up. Nonetheless, it was selfish of me. I wanted what I wanted. Philippians 2, 3, and 4. Do nothing from selfishness or empty conceit, but with humility of mind regard one another as more important than yourselves. Do not merely look out for your own personal interest, but also for the interest of others. Have you noticed that so many of the decisions we make are based on our wishes, what we want? I have a number of regrets in my life led by selfishness. Only by the grace of God did the consequences of my disregard of others not evolve into pain that I might have inflicted. I remember when I was still in college, but had just turned 21, and I went out on a date with a young man a friend had connected me with. He took me to dinner in a town several miles away because there was not much anywhere closer. The 341 restaurant in Bucks was about as good as it got in my small hometown. That was all good, but I ended up getting home well after midnight, and I have not forgotten the look on my mother's worried face when I came in the house that night. I had no real explanation other than I was thoughtless. For any young people today, the thought is probably, you could have called. Which makes sense today, but then there were no cell phones, and a call 40 miles away would be long distance made from a payphone somewhere. I was only concentrating on myself and what I wanted. I had turned 21 and I was celebrating. I remember at the time dismissing my mother's fear and worry. Such an attitude is pretty common when a human being is young. The good news is that we can mature past such selfishness. With children and a family of our own, we begin, or hopefully begin, to realize that our lives and decisions touch any number of other people. People who love us. People who can be happy because of the decisions we make, or brokenhearted. As we mature, the best hope is that we will be less egocentric, less selfish in our choices. Sometimes that happens and sometimes it doesn't. It seems once we have made a choice focused on ourselves and what we want without consideration for others who may be impacted, we have begun to travel down a road with consequences. For a good part of my life, I looked at the Ten Commandments as rules not to break because God said so. As a Catholic, I learned that there were all kinds of related sins that I should avoid because God said so. It wasn't until maybe my 40s that I realized that God's laws were given out of love and intended to save us from our thoughtless, selfish selves. For instance, my mother's rule. I must have been young, 5 or 6, and I told her a lie about something, and she said to me, "Don't ever lie to me, because I won't be able to trust you from then on." I've never forgotten that moment. I can see it in my head. But I did lie to her, and her mistrust of my explanations caused her a great deal of worry and pain, which I regret. God's laws were given to us because God knows us, and He was trying to prevent us from bringing much misery upon ourselves and the many folks our lives are connected to. When asked which commandment was greatest, Matthew 22:37-39, Jesus replied, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself." When we make selfish decisions, we are not loving. In fact, we're not loving ourselves because our motives ultimately cause chaos and troubles often beyond what we could imagine. Only a loving God provides wisdom that leads away from pain and suffering. That God is our God. Trust Him in all things. Let us pray. Lord, you love us so much that you have laid out before us how to avoid much of the misery life in this troubled world can bring upon us. I ask you, Lord, for your mercy, your guidance, for us to stop and think and pray for your help when our self-centered desires are leading us in a trouble-filled direction. Please redirect our thinking back to your love for us. In your precious name I pray. Amen. Thank you for being with me this morning, and may the Lord bless you and yours.